The one place where we will see the return of the golden mean model is when we get to the virtue of prudence. As Aristotle in the opening pages of Book 6 is distinguishing between intellectual and moral virtues, he still notes that among the intellectual virtues, we have more speculative ones and more practical ones. That is, the speculative habits of intellect are ones where we're primarily interested in truth for its own sake, whether we're pursuing some discipline in school, whether we're managing to look even as an amateur at astronomy and are looking at the stars and just wondering how it is they all work and how the world is organized. We do so because we want to know and not because it's particularly useful to us. Granted, we may find ways to make these things useful, but as anyone who's been pursuing a liberal arts education knows, some of the point of a liberal arts education is knowledge for its own sake. And Aristotle has that strong sense of truth for its own sake. When he is discussing the very nature of truth, he is very strongly a realist in philosophy. Let me take a moment and just define that term. A realist in philosophy is one who tries to conform his mind to the way things are. That is, tries to come up with an idea, a concept that will adequately reflect the structure of the thing that is being considered, tries to make assertions, affirmations, or denials that adequately reflect the state of affairs. To say, for example, that it's raining right now is a true judgment if, in fact, it's really raining outside. Any of these concepts, if they really apply to beings, or any of these judgments, if they really apply to states of affairs, are true when our mind corresponds to the way things are. In that sense, Aristotle is a common sense realist, and he thinks that the goal or the quest of truth is to get our minds in conformity with the way the world works. But mindful of that as a realist, he also can turn, when he considers the practical virtues of the intellect, to the ways we want the world to be. And so it might be that we want to develop, for instance, a skill like architecture because we want to make good buildings that don't exist yet. It might be that we require the kind of knowledge that a doctor has because we want to restore people to health who do not have it. So in calling him a realist, I don't mean to suggest that he's merely passive before the way it works, but merely suggesting that truth is knowing the way the world is now so as to be able to use it to change the world with practical uses of the intellect so far as we deem prudent and advisable. Even when we're considering practical uses of the intellect, how we best make things, how we best do things, how we change the world to bring it into some better state, even so, there is a tremendous importance for truth, for appreciating the way the world is so that we're actually changing what needs change and not simply fighting with windmills. Also, a matter of knowing how we are and having an accurate assessment of what it is that we bring to a situation. And we must have truth about ourselves in order to know what strengths and what abilities and what virtues to try to develop and how we would best proceed in trying to develop them. Hence, when Aristotle is talking about the intellectual background, the necessary condition for the moral virtues, he has a strong sense of truth. And we saw that throughout the first half of these lectures, because any time he was talking about the moral virtues, he was always insisting upon right reasoning. That, for instance, we want to be courageous and know what a right reasoning person would do to meet this precise danger given this amount of fear. And unless I'm doing right reasoning about it, there's no way that I will ever manage to be virtuous in the area of fear and danger. And so on with temperance, and so on with justice. To sum up the first point, then, Aristotle does distinguish between virtues of intellect and virtues of the moral order, and yet he sees, in the course of making this distinction, he sees their intimate connection. Prudence or practical reasoning will be the very nature of this connection. Aristotle spends the bulk of his time in Book 6 in making a nice list of intellectual virtues. Again, very typical of Aristotle, the biologist, who loved to classify all the species of plants and animals he could find. Well, so too, he likes to classify the virtues of the mind. You will find in his discussion within Book 6 that he identifies five crucial intellectual virtues. Let me try to talk about them each in order, but I will give a special prominence to the one that is most important for ethics, namely the virtue of practical reasoning.